It is 69 degrees. Good morning on a Monday. It is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day three of the Olympics in Paris, with reports of vandalism hitting multiple telecommunications lines across France. The Park Fire in Northern California exploding over the weekend. It's now bigger than the city of Los Angeles. Renewed fears of a wider war in the Middle East after a deadly strike on a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. ABC's Jordana Miller with more from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah, which has been firing on northern Israel for months, including the Golan Heights, where there are some of the most important IDF bases. It appears that a Hezbollah rocket, that they misfired one of these, and it slammed into a soccer field Saturday afternoon where a bunch of children and teenagers were just playing soccer.
The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, claiming to have won his third election. Opposition groups are doubting the legitimacy of the results. This is ABC News.
Fine.
Police in New York City are searching for two male suspects in a deadly shooting on Randall's Island off Manhattan. It happened near a city-run migrant shelter.
We're learning that someone shot a 44-year-old woman in the face as well as the back. Police say she was pronounced dead at Harlem Hospital. Now, according to investigators, someone also shot a 32-year-old man in the throat and a 31-year-old man in the lower back. They're currently fighting for their lives in stable condition at Harlem Hospital.
That's ABC's Crystal Cranmore. A prominent doctors group is worried about overdiagnosis of tongue tie in infants. It's a condition they say is too often treated with unneeded surgery. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the latest society to sound the alarm about the increasing practice of cutting away tongue tissue with scissors or lasers when breastfeeding is difficult. The Academy is citing a study suggesting less than half of babies with tongue tie actually have trouble nursing. The group's encouraging doctors to consider non-surgical options. This is ABC News.
If you're one of those dedicated people that make handmade Christmas cards, you're not going to want to miss my Christmas in July sale. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. All of my Christmas and winter scrapbooking supplies are now on sale for at least 30% off from now until the end of July. This sale includes stickers, die cuts, papers, albums, embossing folders, and stamps. Some are even discounted more. The Creative Outlet is open from 9 to 5 on Monday through Saturday, and we're located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We need more people in Washington, D.C. who are willing to find middle ground with both parties to get things done for workers and families. I'm Katrina Shankland, and that's why I'm running to represent you in Congress. As a state representative, I've passed 225 bipartisan laws and got them signed by both Republican and Democratic governors. These were bills to make healthcare more affordable, lower prescription drug costs, and strengthen clean water laws and protect communities from cancer-causing chemicals. That's the kind of experience I'll bring to Washington to start making a difference right away. Because we need to expand abortion rights, grow our economy, and protect our democracy from extremists like radical Derek Van Orden. I'm the only Democrat running in Wisconsin's 3rd District who's ever held public office and passed bills to deliver results. I'm Katrina Shankland, and I approve this message because I'll work with anyone to get things done for you. Paid for by Katrina Shankland for Congress.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
A high of 84 today with a 50% chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 65. 87 Tuesday with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And Wednesday, mid to upper 80s with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 72 and a low of 68, just over 2/10 of an inch of rain this morning, and it is 69 degrees. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 29th. WRCO and Hank Gray's walk-up song, Trouble. Yes. was going to say his walk-up song was Tiptoe Through the Tulips, but we're not sure. We couldn't find that one. Anyway, Hank will be up here in just a little bit to try to baffle us with his jokes today. We're at 69 degrees at WRCO. Have you been watching the Olympics? I've had a chance to see a little bit of the replays and certainly have enjoyed that time. And the sights and sounds of Paris, which I've been there once in my life on the Seine River and had a chance to see all those sights. So it's kind of cool to see it on TV and all those people enjoying that. And the Eiffel Tower, which I actually did take a nap under once. That's true. So I don't know if there's a historical landmark there about my nap or not, but I doubt it. Anyway, this is John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean on FM 100.9 and WRCE. Along for the ride. Good morning.
The sun's gonna dance since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. Oh, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm going all out for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Just need you, but I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
You walked in.
I lost my cool, babe. What you expect? You
Posse magazine. Madonna, Diana, you know the whole scene. The cover girls, the centerfolds, and every movie star. And all those pretty ladies down there at the local bar. I couldn't think of nothing better to do than checking out a little wiggle or two. Oh, but honey, that was way before I met you. And then you walked in with legs up to your neck.
You walked in.
I'm a physical wreck.
You walked in.
Lost my cool, babe. But what the heck?
When you walk in, baby, love begins. When you walk by, baby, ooh, my, my. When you come around, my jaw hits the ground. When you shake your thing, I jump out of my skin. When you cross the floor, I scream more, baby, more. When you flash your smile,
Star on WRCO as we get set for a little bit of Chet's Chuckle coming up, and birthdays and anniversaries as well for the 29th of July. It is 17 minutes after 7.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip.
The goofy guy. How you been? Oh,
yeah, that's not very nice.
Huh?
That's not very nice.
No, sorry. Sorry. Really? Somebody called you the goofy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So.
I'm talking about calling the kettle black.
Well, know. There you go.
Anyway.
Looks like that baseball made an imprint on your hand there. I can see a little bit of a bruise there.
Yeah, it's kind of sore.
Got a foul tip on Friday night in Kansas.
Yeah, it got me. Which one, though?
Yeah.
The second one got me pretty good.
Yeah, there was still, I was only, that's eight away from your record
at
11.
Yeah, 11. Uh-huh. Yeah. I got at Arena.
Right.
Yeah.
11 in one game.
I remember some guy in the crowd goes, God, he's a tough old bird.
Yes.
If I was a bird, I wouldn't have been hit 11 times.
No, probably not. He'd have jumped out of the way. I was in Belleville yesterday.
How did it go?
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Enjoyed the game. It was a good game. Arena wound up losing 4-0. But first time I've called baseball there, and it's a nice little community park.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about it before because you've been there, but the baseball field is actually an island.
Yes.
And it makes me wonder how many baseballs have they lost over the years because foul balls, bloop, right in the.
Yeah, if I right played the there, lake. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
I'm not talking about home runs. The foul balls all go in the.
Well, yeah. Again, rink. If I was playing, you wouldn't have to worry about
it. No contact?
No. Maybe pitching when I throw it, you know.
Oh, sure.
Just a little high.
Just a little high.
Yeah,
exactly. But,
do you have any, did you have any good times over the weekends?
Oh, we just stayed busy, I guess.
Did you?
There. Yeah, absolutely. Getting ready for the Grace Radio.
Yep, you are.
Starts today.
You're kind of messed up everything up in here, Phil.
We have a lot of stuff going on this week, but 10 to noon each day, Monday through Friday. So tell your friends. And
I'm taking a vacation every day from 10 to noon.
Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't tell the boss.
That's Henry, you got a minute?
No, I don't, Phil. So did you get your garden done?
Well, that's more June's area. So,
oh.
Yeah. But I've helped a little bit. I've helped plug in the tiller. We've got an electric tiller.
Oh.
But if the quack gets too long, it wraps up
yes,
in the
does.
Tines.
Yep.
So you just will hoe it then.
Might as well hoe it down.
Yeah.
You know, because
exactly.
Sometimes it's a lot easier that way.
Yeah, it is.
But save that quack grass, Phil.
Save it for what?
Yeah.
Do you want a salad or something?
No, you can fill your crack up with that quack grass.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
And they already started.
There you go.
Anyway.
Bad jokes.
Yep. What's Irish and stays outside all year long, Phil?
An Irish setter.
Nope. Patty O'Furniture.
Oh! A little Irish fellow.
Yeah.
Patty O'Furniture.
Patty O'Furniture.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Horse walks into the bar, and the bartender asks, why the long face? The horse replies, the bank denied my loan because I don't have a stable income.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to get anybody.
Yeah, no.
Hey, if Elon's space company establishes a Mars colony and you have a girlfriend on Mars, but later break up because of long distance, she would be your SpaceX.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Did you find any?
Not too many. No, not too many.
Well,
why did the chicken go to the seance?
I don't know.
To get to the other side, of course.
Oh, my goodness. During an interview, the interviewer question was, so how long were you employed in your last job? And the candidate says, I said my biggest weakness is my listening skills.
Oh, yes.
Next.
How about more after these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle on Monday, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Coming this summer, behind WRCO, it's Henry Bray's Shakespeare Theater Workshop.
Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. To be or not to be, I think that's the question here. The lady protests too much, methinks. You know, I really have to work on that one. Please cut that, Phil. Alas, poor York. I knew him. Tortilla.
Horatio.
Oh, Horatio, a fellow of Infinity Jest.
It's Henry Bray's Shakespeare Theater Workshop behind WRCO. Listen for more details this summer.
Phil, I told you that I wasn't ready for that Shakespearean stuff yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't know you were a Shakespeare...
I'm a Shakespeare enthusiast, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shakespeare, I called Shotgun the other day. I was in Baraboo with a couple buddies of mine.
Really?
Yeah, new buddies. I called Shotgun long before anyone else, but still had to sit in the back seat. The cops don't play fair over there. Hey, when I was in college, my girlfriend and I tried a long-distance relationship, Phil.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I had to stay 300 feet away from her, and also the judge said I had to stop calling her my girlfriend.
Yeah. That's more like it. Yeah. Yep. Hey, a man visited his doctor. The doctor checked him over, and he said, looks like you've been getting a fair bit of exercise. The guy said, well, yeah, in fact, just the other day, I walked 5 miles over rugged terrain as I climbed over rocks and trees. I also waded along the edges of a lake, pushing my way through tall thistles, and even slid down sandy slopes while getting sand in my eyes. The doctor was quite impressed. Well, you're actually a dedicated outdoor enthusiast. He said, no, I'm a bad golfer. Oh, yes.
Very bad.
That'd be me.
A circus performer is driving home after a long day of training when he is pulled over by a police officer for a broken light. The officer looks in the car and sees a collection of knives in the back seat. Sir, he says, why do you have all those knives? They are for my juggling act, the circus performer replies. I don't believe you, says the cop. Prove it. So the performer gets out of his car and begins juggling the knives flawlessly. Just at that moment, a car with two guys drive by it and go, wow, says to the other, I'm glad I quit drinking. That these sobriety tests are getting hard.
A tough one there, yeah.
Well, a tough old cowboy from Texas counseled his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a long, long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every morning.
Wow.
The granddaughter did this religiously until the age of 103 when she died. She left behind 14 children, 30 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot hole where the crematorium used to be.
Oh, I tell you. Oh, that's bad. Yeah. That's bad. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, it was tough. That was tough.
Tough sledding.
Yeah,
yes.
It was. So.
Well, welcome back. Did you do anything exciting on your days off last week?
No, I went with my father and my two brothers, my great nephew. My biggest thrill was picking up a packet of crickets.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That reminds me. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
All right. So you bring crickets to the studio. I offer cherry donuts.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you get those from?
Well, I was at Oakwood Fruit Farm over the weekend, and they're branching out. They have the, well-renowned apple cider donuts, but they're experimenting a little bit, and these are cherry donuts, cherry-flavored donuts. So how about me being the nice guy that I am, you give me crickets, I give you... Take a bite of that cherry donut there.
Have you had one yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, here, listen.
Go ahead and try it there, Hank. Not bad?
Not bad.
Oh, yeah. He keeps eating with his mouth full there.
That's good. Oh, my goodness.
And they tell me they're going to branch out for blueberry, too.
Maybe. Really?
So, yeah, check that out. Further details, they'll be putting out some apples here before too long, too.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, they're getting close.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, those are good.
Is that good? All right. So there you go.
Thank you, Judy.
Hopefully you got rid of all the crickets.
Yeah, the legs and stuff are gone.
Ish. Did you actually? You never tried one.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you made other people try them, but you didn't try them.
Is that wrong of me?
Yes.
I'll try one today.
Yeah, you should. I want to see it.
Oh, I'll just try it and let you know.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah. Anyway, the kicker here, buddy. Do we have time for a
kicker? I thought we had the kicker, but that's all right. Go ahead.
All right, buddy. This morning, or let's see, Saturday morning, about 7:45, I was on a long line in a grocery store that opens at 8 a.m. for senior citizens. A young man came up from the parking lot and tried to cut in line in front of the line. An old lady beat him back in the parking lot with her cane. This guy was he kept coming in, and he was very forceful. He returned and tried to cut it again, but an old man punched him in the gut and then kicked him to the ground, and he rolled away. He approached the line for the third time and said, "Look, if you don't let me unlock the door, you're never getting in there." What a tough way to start a Saturday.
Boom! Yeah.
Anyway, right. I hope we made you guys smile.
Yeah, absolutely. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center.
And you know what? Don't forget to try the cherry donut.
Yes, and we actually have some donuts you can bid on during the Grace Radio Auction, which gets underway today.
Did you actually find those gift certificates?
Gift certificates? Yeah, right. We got them ready to go, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You might want to check them again. No. I don't think she ever brought them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wink, wink.
Wink, 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 yeah. Hank Bray might have stolen them. Left a fingerprint. Yes.
I like the cherry.
You like the cherry?
I like the cherry.
All right. Thumbs up from Hank Bray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And taste buds all over the place. Those are really good.
All right. Have a good one.
So anyway, buddy, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This day in history, in 1914, transcontinental telephone service in the U.S. became operational for the first test. Conversation between New York and San Francisco was made. 1954, the first volume of J.R.R. Tolkien's novel, The Lord of the Rings, was published. And in 1981, Britain's Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer in a glittering ceremony at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. This day in 1981. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Luca Allen from Richland Center Primary School. Wishes from Bob and Heidi to Don Gelhaus, who has a birthday today. Dawn Collins from all of her family. Other notes, here's one for Greg Noble from Paul and Lou. Also getting older today, happy birthday wishes to Gloria Miller. A very special wish today for you, sis, from little sister Diane. And for Gloria Miller, a very special birthday wish. Have a great day today from all of us. A greeting to Greg Noble from Amber and Nathan and Pastor Larry Engel. Enjoy your day, Pastor. Blessings from friend Jean Tony. To Pastor Larry Engel from Five Points Lutheran Church, have a happy day. And the Bloom City Town Crier salutes Pastor Engel as well. From the RC Lions, a happy birthday wish to Sherry Peach, John Honer, and Cameron Wirtz. Also going out to Robert Ringelstetter. And happy anniversary wishes, Will Swazing and Amanda Schultz. Have a great day from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Braden Benkert, to Bernice Blado, and also to Emmett Drone. Also Jacob Coe and Ginny Moore, Ron Stone, Daniel Thomas Jr., and happy anniversary to Rick and Barbara Prohaska. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, happy birthday to Emmett Drone and Alan Kazubski, and happy anniversary, Paul and Roseanne Knorr, as they celebrate today. Congratulations as well to Sonny and Betty Johnson from Karen, Duke, and Daisy. All the best, Sonny and Betty, on your special day.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today happens to be the 60th birthday of Roxanne Simpson, from your husband Greg and your boy Bobby Ray as well. So have a great day today, Roxanne, and enjoy that new plateau there. It's not that bad. Speaking of experience there, I can say that. We're at 69 degrees. Rain was really widespread again yesterday. In fact, on my way to Belleville, I drove through some pretty good showers, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to get there, and they're going to cancel, but it stopped, kind of drove out of it. It was kind of the same around here, too. I heard people talking about rain near Walmart and nothing in town, and then kind of vice versa. We only picked up 7/100ths yesterday here at the studios. Just over 2/10ths this morning. We're at 69 degrees. Here's Dierks Bentley.
I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in.
Yeah.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome day. Joanne has the news coming up next on this Monday morning.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Mostly cloudy with breaks of sun, humid with a 50% chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog later, a low of 65. In Richland Center, the air is calm after a low of 68 at 69 degrees, and we have received 0.21 of an inch of rain.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Thursday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock, the sheriff's office received a report that a man cashed a fraudulent check at a financial institution in the city of Westby approximately 2 hours earlier. Then at approximately 12:45, a second check was cashed at a financial institution in the village of Coon Valley. Finally, the same person attempted to cash a third check at a financial institution in the village of Stoddard after it was learned the checks presented as issued by a business in Toma were forgeries and the third attempt was unsuccessful. The suspect of the forgeries was identified as Raymond Scott, Scotty Regal, 59, of Fox Lake. After an intensive investigation, the sheriff's office learned of several other similar incidents in other jurisdictions. During a statewide search, Regal was arrested Saturday morning at approximately 7:30 in Madison by the Madison Police Department. He was transported to the Dane County Jail before being transferred to the Vernon County Jail later in the day. Raymond Regal is currently being held in the Vernon County Jail awaiting a bail hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. More arrests could be forthcoming. Regal and two other known suspects were used as pawns. More work is needed to identify the masterminds in all these incidents that appear related. The investigation into this multi-jurisdictional bank fraud and check cashing scheme continues. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is working with the Westby, Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center, and Madison Police Departments. Thursday afternoon at approximately 12:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a semi versus car crash on Highway 151 at the intersection with Hill Climb Road in Paris Township. After investigation, it was found that Elaine Shanley, 77, of Platteville, was traveling eastbound on Hill Climb Road. Shanley stopped at the intersection of Highway 151, attempted to cross the southbound lanes of Highway 151, and entered directly into the path of a southbound semi-tractor and trailer being operated by Henry Chamberlain, 59, of Fort Atkinson. Chamberlain braked and swerved but could not avoid a collision with Shanley's vehicle. The front of the semi-tractor collided with the driver's side rear door of Shanley's vehicle in a T-bone manner. Both came to rest in the median. Henry Chamberlain was not injured. Elaine Shanley was transported by ambulance to Southwest Health Center in Platteville and was later transferred to a Madison area hospital for further treatment of possible serious injuries. Things are coming along at the Lone Rock Bridge project. On the South Bridge, both concrete deck pours have been completed. Currently, work is being done on the parapets, and work will continue into mid to late August. Workers plan to have all the form work removed by early September, and finishing and staining will continue throughout most of September. The grading crew has scheduled the week of August 5th to place the remaining base aggregate on Wisconsin 130 Long Island and the new Wisconsin 130-133 intersection. The concrete crew has also scheduled the week of August 5th for Wisconsin 130 curb and gutter sections and bridge approach slab at the new Wisconsin 130-133 intersection. The asphalt crew has scheduled the week of August 12th to pave Wisconsin 130 Long Island. The south channel on the riverway will remain closed and the north channel will remain open. Pending river flows, an environmental crew is planning to be on site this week to survey and relocate mussels along the existing Wisconsin 130 bridges. After mussel relocation is completed, crews will start placing rock causeways in the river along the existing bridges for demolition access. Sauk County Justice Division and Support Programs, the Support People and Empower Recovery Coalition, and Public Health Sauk County will host a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol- and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. The event will be held on the south shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. The event will feature hiking, swimming, games, fishing, and kayaking, as well as live music by Alexander Gabriel from 12:30 to 1:30. There will also be free food and non-alcoholic beverages. Register for this free event at bit.ly/dayatdevilslake2024. If you have any questions, contact Hannah Erdman at 608-963-8467. Governor Tony Evers announced that he has granted another 153 pardons, bringing his total number of pardons granted to 1,264. The Wisconsin Constitution grants the governor the power to pardon individuals convicted of a crime. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A pardon does not expunge court records. Individuals convicted of a Wisconsin felony may apply for a pardon if they completed their sentence at least 5 years ago and have no pending criminal charges. Individuals currently required to register on the Sex Offender Registry are ineligible for a pardon. An executive order established an expedited review process for applications that meet stricter criteria, including a greater length of time elapsed since sentence completion and nonviolent nature of the offenses. A state committee is studying potential regulation for artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. Committee Chair State Senator Julian Bradley says he hopes the committee's work can help alleviate people's fears about AI. The goal is to ensure that AI is used in the right ways so that we're not harming consumers or protecting data. The committee will hold hearings around the state in order to establish guardrails for lawmakers to consider when drafting policy. A new study committee will examine ways to control Wisconsin's sandhill crane population. The big birds with the long bills and even longer legs are a familiar sight and sound across much of Wisconsin. And while city dwellers often delight in seeing sandhill families in parks and neighborhoods, they can be a real problem when they swoop down on farm fields by the dozens or hundreds. A 12-member study committee is scheduled to meet this Thursday at Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area. Committee members include state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. They've been asked to come up with recommendations, including a possible hunting season. That's something opposed by the Baraboo-based International Crane Foundation. The Department of Natural Resources says an invasive bug has spread throughout the state. On Friday, the agency announced it had made a positive identification of emerald ash borer beetles in all of Wisconsin's 72 counties. The last county to get the bug was Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin. The beetle, which is expected to kill most of Wisconsin's ash trees, was first spotted in 2008 in Ozaukee County and spread mostly by people transporting infested firewood.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Monday, July 29th. Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet, died Monday at home. A funeral service will be held today at 11 at Asbury Church in Middleton. Burial will take place at Blue River Valley Church Cemetery in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Asbury Church today from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in memory of Stephen and Susan Lewis. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green, died Tuesday at SSM Health St. Mary's Care Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church from 4 to 6 Tuesday, and again Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The family requests that, in lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 5 to 8. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Riley and Stetson Clary had a daughter, Marty Colleen. Grandparents include Troy and Lisa Clary of Richland Center and Greg and Abby Dressler of Dodgeville.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
The U.S. Secretary of Transportation will visit Wisconsin this week. Pete Buttigieg has scheduled stops in the Green Bay area and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan Tuesday and the Milwaukee area on Wednesday. Officials say the secretary will visit those areas with Great Lakes ports that are key to the regional economy. It's part of a Midwest tour by Buttigieg, which a release says will highlight how investments made possible by President Biden's Investing in America agenda are strengthening rural communities, revitalizing domestic manufacturing, and supporting our national economy. A statue of groundbreaking civil rights leader Vel R. Phillips unveiled at the Capitol in Madison Saturday. Her son, attorney Michael Phillips, said his mom was tough and a fighter. He also told the crowd gathered at the Capitol that between now and November, we have got some fighting to do, and that if Phillips were here, she would be right on that. This hour's ABC News at 8 o'clock is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First, it was the trains.